This is the Nick and Jules podcast.
Weed every day. Big weekend ahead for Victoria. Big weekend ahead for Collingwood Magpie fans.
Yes.
And for Brisbane Lion fans. With the AFL Grand Final kicking off on Saturday, the end of the AFL season, who is going to win? You have to wait traditionally until the day of the game.
Of course.
Well, actually, the end of the game, generally speaking. We don't have
the siren sounds.
We're looking for an inside lane to find out what might be going on Saturday. So therefore, we're joined by Rose Smith, psychic, astrologer and owner of Absolute Soul Secrets. You can find them on YouTube and Facebook to find out and see what Rose is up to. She joins us now. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Rose. Oh, look, it's the question on everyone's lips. Who is going to be winning the grand final? Huge Collingwood fans out there in Victoria. Then there's people that might just be barracking on the other side because it's not Collingwood. But we need to know who's going to be winning it and how do you know?
And have you seen something?
Well, I must pre-warn you, I don't know anything about sport. I understand this is football that you're talking about.
It is. And honestly, I think it's good that you don't know.
Yeah, she
that
hasn't way, got anything influencing
you
her.
You can't be led either
yeah,
way.
That's right.
No. So somebody asked me the question and saw the colour. This is black and white. But that's a bit confusing because isn't it Crows? Isn't the team called Crows?
The Collingwood Magpies, they are black and white.
Oh, right. Well, who is it that says go the Crows? Maybe that's another state.
That's Adelaide.
That would be the Crows fans, I would imagine.
The wrong bird.
Oh, well, if black and white reached out, that's look, to, it's quite on the nose, actually, Rose, because that is the only two colours.
It's on the beak.
It certainly
so the
is.
Black and white are the ones that are going to win.
Oh, my goodness. Do we know by how much, Rose? Can you tell us that?
I see a black and white bird flying high and, well, fairly high. I mean, it's not up in space or anything. I don't think it's close, put it that way. I don't think it's like a hairline.
Oh, so the height of the bird says the margin.
So I'm guessing.
Mm. Yeah, I'm guessing that. Nobody's ever asked me that question before.
No, that's fair. There's a couple of goal difference in there, it would sound like. Mm. Looking into Saturday, is there anything else that is sort of reaching out to you that could be of note for the game and for people who are watching along at home?
You said it's on Saturday, is it?
Correct, yes.
Yes. So we've got the supermoon in Aries in 2 days' time. So that's Friday. They're going to be influenced by the full moon.
Okay.
And the colours, of course, the moon looks white in the sky, and also the moon looks after the subconscious, which is generally thought of as being as black because it's hidden, all this hidden stuff. Yeah, so I think there's going to be a fair bit of turbulence, and that's going to push the magpies along in their flight of fancy. So, sorry, what was your question? I'm going off with the moon.
It's just interesting to know what else has sort of been reaching out to you. This is probably more of a question from being a psychic astrologer standpoint. How does, when you sort of do get these inklings, premonitions, vibes, I don't know exactly how you describe
colours,
them.
Colours, maybe.
Do they manifest them to yourself as colours, or like how does that communication happen to you?
Yeah, sometimes, generally I close my eyes and it's just like watching a film. But when it's really strong, like now, it's really strong, I don't even have to close my eyes. So I saw the moon. And I know that there's a supermoon. It's the biggest full moon, supermoon of the year, and it's the closest to the Earth, and that's on Friday. And so I know that's going to be very influential for everybody, but especially Aries, Cancer, Libra and Capricorn.
Well, potentially any players that have those star signs will be kept up by the supermoon. Maybe that creates the turbulence on the field. Maybe they're not willing or able to play as well as they could be.
Well, there is some turbulence because I can see the birds madly flapping their wings in a stiff breeze.
Hmm.
So breezes are all about change. That's like changing your mind, or the winds of change. So who has the cup now? Who actually is the leading or the winning?
Well, Geelong won last year. They weren't making the grand final this year.
Right, okay.
That's the Cats.
Oh, that's the Cats, is it?
And is there anything to be said about, because they are playing the Brisbane Lions against... We had a big cat win last year, and, do we see a loss this year? Is there anything in the mascots?
Oh, okay. Well, it's interesting. It's a feline theme, isn't it?
Mm. Traditionally, there is a lot of bird cat matchups, actually. So the age old, you know, animal battle.
They need to come up with new ones. Maybe Tasmania, as they join the league in a few years' time, they'll come up with something different.
Very possible. Yep. Rose, thank you very much for your time this morning. We're speaking right now with Rose Smith, psychic, astrologer, and owner of Absolute Soul Secrets. You can find them on YouTube and Facebook to see what's going on over there and stay up to date with everything. Rose, thank you very much for your insight. We very much appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
That was the Nick and Jules podcast.